want me? Are you gonna call me like you said?
Everybody's out to lunch. I got.
Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black.
Hey! Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Black on Black on Black. You are here with DJ Queen.
Oh my God, bro.
And D Fantastic.
Hi, damn.
I gotta get it out now. My voice is turning scratchy, so you know.
Your voice is scratchy just like your face. Yeah. Anyway, so your mama. Well, yeah, you know what? I hope she's listening. I hope she heard all that shit. Because you'd be asking for a gumbo all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mom. So if you're listening, DJ Queen is talking hella shit about you and therefore should never have access to your gumbo ever again.
She lying.
Anyways,
lying on my top.
Welcome to Black on Black on Black. If you've never listened to this show, we are here every Monday at from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. with Radio Valencia. If it's your first time listening, we are a Bay Area native and a transfer from the Sizzity South. Let's go.
Wow. You even so much on your shit.
Chime in if you want someone to shout out
the Bay Area.
Okay, well, I'm no longer there anymore.
But you are here.
I'm here. I'm here in the Bay, so I got a shout out for the South. Ain't nobody from the South out here.
We talking about there's other people from the South out here.
Name somebody besides me.
My parents.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people from the South.
They're from the South, South, for real? Yeah. I thought they were like native out here.
Well, technically my dad was born in Texas and then came out here.
And your mom?
My mom was born out here.
Okay, so shut the fuck up.
But anyway, my grandparents are.
Okay, your grandparents. Let's not.
You know what?
You sound like some of those like white Irish people.
Don't.
Who are like, you know, my great-great-great-grandparents are from Ireland. Okay. My husband calls them plastic patties. as other real Irish people do. Anyways.
At what generation did you stop being a plastic patty?
That's a good question.
Because, like, for instance, Sam's great-grandparents were from Ireland.
Right. And they're like, really Irish because all of them were all Irish, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I feel like that's not really plastic pattiness. Yeah. I feel like you get into plastic patty territory when, like, there's an intermingling of many other whites, yeah. I guess.
I also feel like Sam's family, like, really, like...
Right. And they keep a lot of traditions up, you know? So, yeah. I think that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Okay, anyway, so... We are here. We explore the rural San Francisco and larger Bay Area. We find scenes. We create memes, all while being obscene.
Obscenities.
You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. You're talking about an event that you wanted to give a shout out about.
Oh, yeah. So this week is the Edwardian Ball in San Francisco. Your girl will be modeling at that. Very scared to do it because I feel like I haven't modeled in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really, for those who are not familiar with the Edwardian Ball, it's a night of really impossible to describe, but absolutely delightful to experience. The Edwardian Ball is an elegant and whimsical celebration of art, music, theater, fashion, technology, circus, and the beloved creations of the late great author and illustrator Edward Gorey. Set in a reimagined Edwardian era, this multi-city, multimedia extravaganza has grown over the past 23 years.
Wow.
From an underground club party into an internationally recognized festival of the arts, now operating with the blessing founding of the Edward Gorey Charitable Trust. So there's a lot of events that happen. It's open to all ages. I will say it is expensive. The tickets usually range from somewhere between $100 to $300.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, bro.
Why?
Yeah, bro.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's not.
I love you so much.
Oh, you don't want to come?
I would rather go to a festival that costs that.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, there's an Edwardian ball night one and two, so mm-hmm. Friday and Thursday. So the tickets right now, I see there's a young Edwardian ticket for $50. But I think that's if you're below the age of 14. But
I am obviously not.
General, the early bird tickets are sold out. They're $125. The general admission pre-sale is $145. And then you have a general admission patron of the arts, which means you kind of want to donate a little bit, which is $200+. And so that's the ticket prices.
Well, you have fun. Yeah.
I'm modeling so I can get it for free.
Right, of course, yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Hey. Damn. That's awesome. Make sure they take lots of photos. But that's pretty much it, right? That's kind of all.
That's pretty much all I have. Honestly, yeah. A lot of mind, heart, soul has been really preoccupied with what's going on in Minneapolis, which we're going to talk about today.
Trigger warning if that is, if you're unable to tap into that conversation, this is going to get pretty deep and pretty heavy. So yeah, just FYI before we dive into that. Normally we do like a long list of like black dates, which are black updates from the community. But there's so much to talk about, and this is our first show of the year.
I do have one black update.
Oh, okay. Give it to me.
Did you see that letter that Kanye West put out today?
What?
I don't.
Okay.
It is an apology letter to both the Jewish and black communities. And in that letter, I think you should take some time to read it.
Okay, I'm going
to
read it. Yeah.
In that letter, honestly, Kanye West takes a lot of accountability for his actions and the things he said. He apologized for the swastika, apologized for selling shirts.
Wow.
For some reason, I didn't realize he sold shirts.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. He was full on selling Nazi shirts.
Yeah. Like. And in the letter, he talks about the accident that they had in the early 2000s and the fact that for a long time, about 10 years afterwards, he went undiagnosed with like sustained brain injuries from that.
Whoa. From the car?
Yep. From when he got in the accident, the one he had to sew his mouth
shut. Exactly. Yeah.
It talks about the fact that he talked to a lot of doctors who went back and forth about whether his diagnosis with bipolar was due to that or if it was autism. And ultimately, after really doing a lot of like therapy and acceptance, it's bipolar that stems from that was triggered by that. He talks about the fact that he's found solace in, you ready for it, Reddit and on forums, where he was able to like realize that there are people who've been in medication, who've been taking medication and are perfect with it, and still once or twice a year go through a process of literally blowing up their life.
Right.
He talks about the effects of bipolar. Mm-hmm. He talks about the way it manifests.
Wow.
He shouts out his wife for like helping him and supporting him and constantly encouraging him.
That the naked lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So they're still married.
They're still married.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I would sit down and read it.
Okay. I actually am. I'm definitely interested.
Honestly, this shit dropped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, which makes me feel like, wow, I think there might have been a breakthrough. And this is not the first time Kanye West has apologized and then like had a, you know, but it would also fit with what he's saying in the letter.
Of course.
So it was interesting. Like it was written as an apology to the Jewish and black communities specifically.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, I want to say thank you, Kanye, but I just...
I read it first.
Yeah, of course. That nigga has me on edge constantly. I cannot trust him at all.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Mental health is fucking real.
It's real. Like,
it is real. Mm-hmm. And I am... I mean, I'm just like... I was just so brokenhearted for him. At the same time, he's still an asshole. Yeah. But like, it's just like, God, dude. Yeah. Like, you need help. Like, you need consistent, constant help. And
currently he's on medication and therapy, and those have been helpful.
Honestly, I don't know how horrible that must feel coming down from like your bipolar like episodes and seeing the stuff you did. That's the type of post-nut clarity I can never imagine.
Yeah, bro.
Like, that is... Yeah. I couldn't. Like, you know how you get anxiety, like, yeah, when you got fucked up the night before and, like, yeah, you're hungover and you're like, oh, my God, what the fuck do I do? Anxiety. Yeah. Times a thousand.
He talks about the shame and, like, bad feelings he's felt that oftentimes in those manic episodes that the people closest to them are the ones that he's really gone after.
Yeah.
And the fact that during an episode, like, you feel this level of clarity and seeing life in a different way that no one else understands.
Sure.
And you operate in that, and just like the feeling of afterwards when you see like the grandeurs of delusion. It was like, I think for anyone who has bipolar, I think it might be interesting to see a black man, especially, yes, name it, and 100%. Talk about the effects of it.
Yeah.
Make an apology about it.
Yeah.
Talk about what has helped him, mm-hmm, and what has helped him find solace. Reddit is really just like a place where people are like finding their communities.
Oh yeah, well I've been on Reddit for like over a decade.
Yeah.
And Reddit, I remember getting on Reddit when I was feeling really, really low. I was like, God, like I just like need people to talk to. And I've been on Reddit for something crazy, like 13 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. And yeah, it's amazing. Like I've made a lot of friends. Like I've talked to people. I have like communities on like top posters in some of these random communities.
Yeah.
Like whether they're super serious or like stupid cat ones. Like it's an interesting side of social media that is different than like Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Where being anonymous allows for you to explore different parts of yourself, but at the same time, I mean, it can bring out some of the shittiest parts of other people, right?
Yeah.
And also, it's heavily influenced by bots all the time, which is very annoying.
It seems like Kanye has found a lot of solace in just
going
through.
That's good. Like, I'm glad that he like found that. So, I mean,
we'll see.
The two black women just...
Yeah.
We'll
so
see.
Shout out to his wife and Kim Kardashian, who have just, neither one of them has said a horrible thing about him.
That's real.
And you just know that he has made their lives hell at one point or on one
truly
point.
Hell.
Yeah.
Truly
so hell. Just shout out to the community that is able to hold him down in that.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out to the medical providers that are probably supporting him through this journey. Y'all are doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. And I mean, I just hope that he sticks with it.
And wishing him all the journey and like really positive, authentic encouragement in that journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Should I give this black date or like talk about it later in the piece? I feel like we can talk about it later.
Yeah, let's talk about it later.
Okay, so now we normally do Would You Rather before we dive into our first set of songs. And because the rest of this episode is pretty heavy, I figured I would do a really silly one. So, okay, would you rather, every single time you wanted to eat, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to eat something, you have to fight a random nigga. A full fist fight.
Like, when we say nigga, are we using that, like...
No, they don't have to be black. It's just...
Yeah, because if a YN...
We're using...
YN has to hop in front of me time, bro,
no,
I swear to God.
I mean, we would die.
Yeah.
So, just a random person.
Yeah.
Okay. Or every single time there's a Republican as a president, you are the press secretary throughout their entire throughout their entire presidency. She just turned away and like slumped against the wall. Oh man,
if the country falls apart, do I get to be out of it?
You mean if what do you mean?
Like if anarchy happens, am I just done?
Anarchy, if there's not a Republican president in place, sure.
Yeah. Like if it like just like completely changes government systems, like am I like off the hook and the Republican Party just goes away?
I mean, that's pretty extreme, but...
Yeah, but like, if that happens, I'm off the hook then, right?
Sure, but...
I'm about to be that spook that sat by the door.
That's crazy.
I'm about to be on some... I'm not, what was the first one? Every time I eat?
Every single time you need to eat.
Until when?
For the rest of your life.
So I'm going to be a 90-year-old woman having to fight somebody because I want some yogurt?
Yes.
I'm going to have to be the press secretary. I'm about to be a spook that sat by the door, though.
A spook that sat by the door is insane.
Obama about this. Did you read that book?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay, oh, white people, if you're listening,
y'all may not know.
You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so this is a, book called The Spook That Sat by the Door. Go read it. In fact, if you're listening to two black women, just read black things.
Please.
You know,
please.
Come on. Because either A,
Nicki Minaj's tweets do not count.
No. In fact, remove her.
It does not count as reading. Reading a celebrity tweet that is just so happens to be black or their thought piece does not count.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Go read some James Baldwin. Go get, just go pick up a book by, with black thought.
Yeah. And basically, the that book is about, it's a CIA agent, like the first like black CIA agent.
Yeah.
And like the shenanigans from the from all that. Yeah. Fascinating book. But yeah, so anyways, that's a reference. Just go do black shit, please. So you're going to be
spooked us out by the door.
God. Okay, so my thing is this. Like, I feel like I can throw a little bit of hand and then just hopefully they'll just stop hitting me.
What?
Yes. Like, I'll just be done with it. A press secretary for 4 years, I think it'll age you so fucking
fast. So what
are
you gonna do when you're like 60?
I'm certain it's not gonna. There's no way I'm gonna run into like big people all the time.
Why? It doesn't matter if you run into them all the time. You just need one time for it to be like lights out.
Maybe they just punch me in the chest.
So you're gonna be doing this all your life. Like you gonna be holding like a baby, and like you just have to take a little bite of, you have to try their food first, and then all of a sudden you're gonna be in a fight.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So what are you gonna be in a restaurant, and all of a sudden someone pop up?
Well, see, the restaurant I'm not worried about. Whatever. But you're right, with my kids.
Yeah. And you don't even know the mental state of the person that's gonna pop up.
Right. They could be like on one, or they're like, on I don't really feel like it.
They can drop a crackhead in front of you. It's on.
Okay, I guess. But if you're the press secretary,
I'm gonna be.
My reputation is gonna be fucking ruined. No one will ever believe.
I'm gonna invest so much money and like try and like building myself up that I don't need another job. But
it doesn't matter. Every single time there's a Republican president for the
world. I'm gonna invest my time in toppling the government. I will be the biggest silent donor of revolutionaries.
Now that I think about this, I mean, I could just make them look kind of bad.
That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
Without them trying to kill me.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You kind of toe the line.
Oh, I am going to toe the line.
You got to kind of toe the line.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just lean into really bad black stereotypes.
Yep. Horrible.
And hope that they just don't want to put me on in front of a microphone.
Like, they're like, too much of a loose cannon.
Too much, right? Like, just the least amount of work that I could do.
Yep. I believe in us. I believe in my ability.
God damn. That would be depressing.
It would, but I would find joy in other way.
I hope so.
Yep. But I am going to invest in toppling the government. That's what I will do. Invest in toppling government. The minute the government's gone, I'm going to go get plastic surgery. I need to change my face. I need to change my face. I need to.
I will just pull a Kanye and say I bad mental health. That's not funny.
You can say that, you know, they threaten your family or something.
Yes, like, I will. There will be there's something I can do to get out of this.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I've got mental health issues. I can say that. There's history of that.
Same.
I'll be like, look, like depression, anxiety. I lost my mind. I did not. I was not well.
Same.
Like
there's
prescriptions
on the book that can back all of this.
All of this for years. So there we go. I was just not. I was not me.
Nope.
You know. And then okay.
Yeah, maybe there's some drug use involved. I don't know, bro.
Yes. I did acid that one too much time.
Yeah. Yep.
You know. I have a belief that if you just do too much acid, you go from left all the way down to the right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fine line between just enough acid and the too much acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would blame it on the acid, too. I'd be like, nah, I did a heroic dose and just fucked up. You know, like I didn't come down for 4 years.
Yeah. Yep. That would be me. And then after those 4 years, I'm investing heavily in every other party to crush.
You better hope that the Republicans never get elected again.
No, they ain't gonna be able to find me. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, so Anyways, let's get into our first musical segment. We're going to start off with Chains and Whips by The Clips featuring Kendrick
Lamar. Yes.
Culturally inappropriate.
You run from the spirit of repossession. Too much enamel covers your necklace. I buy bitches, you buy them sections. You buy watches, I buy collections. Misery's fueling your aggression. Jealousy's turned into obsession. Reality TV is mud wrestling. Some sign checks I know better than. Beware of my name that there's delicate. You know I know where you're delicate. Crush you to pieces, I hum a breath of it. I will close your heaven for the hell of it. You think it'd be valor amongst veterans. I'm watching your fame escape relevance. We all in a room, but here's the elephant. You chasing a feature out of your element. And those lab diamonds under inspection. The question marks block your blessings. It's no tombstones in the desert. I know by now you get the message. Uncle said, nigga, you must be sick. All you talk about is just get rich. Choke my neck, nigga, and ice my bitch. Beat the system with chains and whips. It don't take much to put two and two. Your lucky streak is now losing you. Money's dried up like a cuticle. You're gasping for air now, it's beautiful. John 10:10, that's my usual. Mamas is falling out in funerals. Embalming blows, they now few in you. They never find the guns, but the sewers do. Bubbles was sick, he need medicine. Brought him back to life, now he's dead again. Richard don't make watches for presidents. Just a million trapped between skeletons. This the darkest that I ever been. The diamonds make you taste peppermint. You ain't thriving the snow like it's the Revenant. And send orders back down to keep shoveling. Uncle said, nigga, you must be sick. All you talk about is just get rich. Choke my neck, nigga, and ice my bitch. Beat the system with chains and whips.
You know I'ma get calling. You look side to side like what did they say? And they hear Galore's voice and then you realize that the devil is talking to you.
I'm not the candidate to vibe with. I don't fuck with the kumbaya shit. All that talent must be God sent. I send your ass back to the cosmics. The things I seen under my eyelids. Kaleidoscope dreams, murder and sirens. Let's be clear, hip-hop died again. Half of my profits may go to Rakim. How many Judases that let me down? But fuck it, the West minds, we right now. Therapy showed me how to open up. It also showed me I don't give a fuck. The two-time Gemini with the genocide. I'm generous however you want it. I'll be the gentle kind. Gentlemen and gangsters connect. The agenda of mine. Move niggas up out of here. This shit get gentrified. Heavy jeans like Genovese. I drop your Pentagon to show up at your gender reveal. And tell them give me mine. I son niggas. I am the general. Wear my gin and juice. Every song in the book of Genesis. Let the sonics boom. Niggas want the tea on me. Well, here's the ginger root. I generate residuals, bitch. Get off my genitals. They say I couldn't reach Gen Z. You fucking dickheads. You must be full of that ginseng. Here comes the jinx, yeah. They genetics and it's been synthetic. Screaming they genius. A finger wave, they all fall. Niggas is Jenga. God gave me light. A good year full of free will. Trunk car, tell me not to spare your life.
You know I'ma get calling. You look side to side like what did they say? And they ain't the Lord's voice. And then you realize that the devil is talking.
Definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I keep running back for a visit. Hold up, get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I can still kill me a nigga, so what?
If I was the president, I'd be my mom. God, take the chains off me.
She like to be like a box of chocolate, quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh shit, flow so sick, don't you swallow it, biting my style. Yes, I'm vanilla, poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics, milk the game up, never lactose intolerant, the last remainder a real shit, you know the obvious. Me, scholarship, no, she's put me through colleges. Be all you can be, true, but the problem is a dream, only a dream. If work, don't follow it. Remind me of the homies that used to know me, now follow this. I tell you my hypothesis, I'm probably just way too loyal. Can't deserve what do it for you. My niggas think I'm a god, truthfully all of them spoil you. Usually you're never charged, but something came over you once I took you to the fucking BET Awards. You looking at artists like they're harvests. So many rollies around you and you want all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jury. I should have listened what my grandmama said to me.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass. Ooh. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Come on now. Slow down.
Once upon a time in a city so divine called Westside Compton, Mr. the little nigga, he was 5 foot something. God bless the kid, took his homies to the show and this is what they said.
Fuck am I supposed to do when I'm looking at walking licks? The constant big money talk by the mention and foreign whips. The private jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, gold models, giving up the ass for Instagram flicks, sucking dick, fuck is this? One more sucker waving with a fleshy wrist. My defense mechanism, tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then why the fuck he ain't king of diamonds? No more living, boy, meet my 4-4. When I see him with the bird, DM on the floor. Now Kendrick know they your co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay, but see I'm on the clock with that watch landing in LA. Remember still from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well, that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy, she said.
Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Shit don't change until you get up and wash your ass.
Ooh, shit don't change
until you get up and wash your ass, nigga. Come on now. Slow down.
Once upon a time in a city so divine called Westside Compton, this to the little nigga, he was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused, talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You can take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosley Wosey. Hollywood's nervous, fuck you, good night, thank you much for your service.
In the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, my stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro, pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta making changes, learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers, and that's how it's supposed to be. I can the devil take a brother if he's close to me. I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then change, that's the way it is. Come on, come on,
that's just the way it is. Things will never be the same, that's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just
just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. And smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or concealed. The fact the penitentiary's back and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but stay in the dope game. Now tell me what's the mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me here. Oh,
come on. That's just the way it is.
Things
will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah,
something will never
change. Here come old Fat Top, he come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his.
welcome back. This is Black on Black on Black, and you are here with Divendestic and DJ Queen.
Yes.
DJ Queen. And sweet queen. In the scene, being mean, not obscene.
You know, eating beans.
Inhaling.
Trying promethazine. Sorry, I am from Houston. Anyways.
Yo!
So anyways, welcome back to Black on Black on Black. We are about to dive into our show. So if you are just tuning into us, we're here every 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And so our show today is actually going to be pretty heavy. We're going to talk about everything that has happened recently. Well, I said Minneapolis, so we wanted to give everyone a trigger warning, as well as a stark reminder that what me and DJ Queen talk about on this show is not reflective of the political stance of Radio Valencia. So it is our personal stance. It is not the stance of Radio Valencia. So anyways, I just kind of wanted to do like a quick rundown of like, what is ICE, right? Like people know ICE, people are like, fuck ICE, but what are they? So ICE is the federal U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. That's why it's ICE. They're responsible for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, investigations and removal operations against people the U.S. decides are in the country illegally. The agency also manages a network of immigration detention facilities around the country where it holds people suspected of immigration violations. ICE was established in 2003, but its operations have ramped up a lot as a part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, with them investing $7.65 billion last summer to help speed up the pace of deportations, nearly 10 times the agency's regular annual budget. It's a lot of y'all's money. In line with the constitutional law, ICE agents can detain, search, and arrest people that they suspect of being in the U.S. illegally without needing a judicial warrant. So the key word here is suspect, right? They don't necessarily have to know. They just can assume that you're not, and they can grab you. ICE agents, like all law enforcement agents, can use lethal force in certain circumstances. A DHS memo from 2023 states that lethal force can only be used when quote-unquote necessary. Basically, when the agent quote-unquote believes the subject of such force poses an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury to them or another person. Now, that being said, obviously that's up to their discretion, but you can't have a good type of discretion when these type of agents are not really trained, right?
Exactly.
So ICE agents are not police officers, okay? They go through their own type of academy training as part of the job. So essentially, ICE has roles called deportation officers, so DOs, who are part of ICE's enforcement and removal operations branch. So their training has like some overlap with the training that police officers receive, but it's extremely narrow and focused on matters pertaining to immigration only. Recently, their training decreased to 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
6 weeks as a part of an effort to hire 10,000 new DOs. On average, U.S. police officers spend 21 weeks in training before they're qualified to go on patrol.
Yeah.
So that's less than three times the amount.
Also, with the police officer training, also with police officer training, it's not like they do the training and immediately get signed somewhere. They do the training, they graduate, and then like they have to be picked up by places. Right. And with that is like a psychological evaluation, and they will call people around you and ask, and like, hey, is the maturity of this person? Have you like? There's process there. So not everyone who goes through police training actually immediately gets picked up by a police department.
Exactly. And so it's insane that you can pretty much just steamroll this and be in it within 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Nearly $30 billion of the extra government funding assigned to ICE last summer was for recruitment. And on the 3rd of January this year, the White House announced the Trump administration had increased ICE's manpower by 120%, bringing the number of agents from 10,000 to 22,000. Like, that's intense. So
And like, I also want to say this, like, we know that police officers are seriously undertrained in a lot of different ways. So if we are sitting here saying that they're not even getting the same training as police officers,
right?
It's insane considering the amount of funding that's being provided.
Right.
It's just,
so, I mean, yeah. you can provide both. Like, yeah. You could actually really train these people because, mm-hmm. I mean, God knows, we've seen even properly police trained officers, properly trained police officers will kill somebody.
Yep.
Over and over again,
yep.
Especially black and brown bodies,
yep.
Or LGBTQ people, over,
yeah.
And over again. And they have been through training. They've been on the force for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own internal biases and, mm-hmm. trigger-happy bullshit.
Yep.
So never mind someone who's just a random citizen and getting 6 weeks of training.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, that's... What? I mean, that's not even a semester.
No.
It's half.
To then go out there in the streets.
With a gun.
And basically a right to kill.
Right.
If you believe that your life is under danger and you're probably not being trained properly in de-escalation.
No. Why would you be?
You're probably not even offered any sort of psychological care as you go. Do they revisit this training? Do they have to go back through? Because police officers don't. They go through this training and then maybe once a year they get some sort of evaluation. But that's not... It's not really anything,
right.
You know?
Right.
So do they have any sort of retraining that happens? Like, it's just...
It's astounding.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's
not surprising, but astounding.
No, astounding. And so it was crazy. As you know, I was in Texas for the holidays or whatever, right? And, you know, out here, we don't have cable, so we just stream things, you know? Mm. I don't see commercials or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, I was in Texas just... dicking around, whatever, and the TV was on, and there was an advertisement for joining ICE, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was like bizarro world, because all of the footage that they had were like, obviously brown men, and like, you know, they even had like, mugshots of these dudes, and they just tried to find the most, like, quote-unquote sketchy-looking individuals. And I say that quote-unquote because, like, I don't know these dudes. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, yeah.
And they also have these really shitty statistics, like, I don't know. I can't even name them, but there's something stupid like, well, 80% of these people are rapists or whatever. Like, just, like, dumb shit. Like, oh, yeah, we're rounding up, like, the rapists and deporting them. And I'm like, with the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Please.
What about that?
How about we just deport all rapists? It doesn't have to be people who are undocumented. Let's just take them all out.
The way that the Epstein files has disappeared from like any sort of conversation is crazy.
Well, I mean,
and is exactly what
it's on purpose.
What this administration has wanted.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely on purpose. And so right. So also, there's been a lot of people who are whistleblowing things about ICE. And one of them talked about an internal ICE memo that was sent to NBC News and the Associated Press on May of last year that literally undercuts a lot of rules and circumstances. So instead of saying, oh yeah, you have to be let in, it says agents are allowed to forcibly enter a person's home using an administrative warrant if a judge has issued a quote-unquote final order of removal, a court order, which means they require an individual to leave the U.S. So like, you wouldn't be able to do that normally, but mm-hmm. now you can.
Yeah,
you know, which is completely unconstitutional. The memo says agents must knock and announce themselves, quote unquote, then give the people inside time to comply with the order before considering breaking in and only using necessary and reasonable amount of force. Because yeah, like
the vagueness of the language,
right? Because obviously there are warrants. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this weird go-around of a new type of warrant, a new type of issuing of stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, if you have a warrant, people are definitely able to bust in and take your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really weird skirting around due process,
mm-hmm.
and also eliminating some of the rules that the ICE agents previously were... under, right?
Yeah, things that would actually keep, like, just regular community members safe or individuals safe.
Exactly.
They are now going to the extremes, and they're painting individuals as these harmful rapists to get away with it.
Right.
Right? These are stereotypes not invented from truth. These are stereotypes invented in order to fear monger and to get people to sign away their rights.
Right.
Which exactly. It's a textbook play that is so obvious, but it's so powerful.
Yes.
And it works so often that it's really scary to think how far along we already are and where it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hate to, you know, get really extreme with it, but it just reminds me of, like, certain instances of Nazi Germany, right?
Yeah.
Where it's, like...
Gestapo.
Yeah, where it's essentially, I guess, you know, like, a force gets created in order to remove mm-hmm. the unsightly or the undesirables yeah. or whatever, whatever you want to say, oh, because they're not supposed to be here, but yeah. then what's next?
Yeah.
You know, like, in the, between that and the detention centers and that weird-ass, what's it called? That, like, weird facility in Florida that has, like, a moat around it full of alligators? It's ridiculous.
You know what I'm talking about? Facility in what?
Dude, that, like, weird, like, Florida detention center with the alligator moats? Like, oh my god. Yeah, they call it Alligator Alcatraz. You remember this?
Yo, no.
It's the South Florida detention facility in Ochepe, Florida. Yeah, it has a remote location in the Big Cypress National Preserve. There's like hella alligators out there.
And they,
yeah. It opened last year in 2025. I know.
Florida is like ground zero for testing out stuff
yes.
like this.
But like, there's so much news we've received. I know, I completely yeah. understand why you don't remember this shit.
No.
Because you're like, it's so fucking insane.
Nope.
That like, why, your brain can't handle all that, which is also another tactic in fascism.
Yeah.
It should just overwhelm people with news, constant bad news that you can't take
time to process yeah, everything before the next thing is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, one thing that I wanted to call out too with everything that's going on with ICE is, like, I fully believe that this is part of a tactic of possibly implementing the Insurrection Act.
It is. There,
you know.
Trump is being very specific about using the word insurrection
yeah.
because he's trying to invoke Insurrection Act.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, like,
yeah.
all of the dissent on Minneapolis,
yeah.
but in particular, is in the hopes to rile people up to
yeah.
riot enough
mm-hmm.
in order to, like, have full-on an insurrection.
Yeah.
You know, so that then, through the Insurrection Act, delay voting.
Yeah.
You know?
Delay voting, and, like, honestly, go through a process of legally stripping people of their rights.
Yeah, so if you
right.
don't know, the Insurrection Act of 1807 mm-hmm. is a federal law that empowers the President of the United States to nationally deploy the armed forces and to federalize the National Guard units of the individual states in specific circumstances, such as suppression of civil disorder, of an insurrection, and of armed rebellion against the federal government.
Yeah.
Key terms, armed.
Yeah.
Okay? So, essentially, if things continue to escalate in Minneapolis, and citizens of the United States who mm-hmm. are able to own guns, and that is the Second Amendment, they're able to own guns, decide no fucking more,
yeah.
and they stand up to ICE, and a full-on shootout breaks out, President Trump can absolutely do this.
And, mm-hmm. I don't think it was a just coincidence that they have escalated ICE presidents in a state that is open carry.
No.
I think that was absolutely planned. I do not
absolutely.
Think it, and there, in any time, a like in this most recent killing, they are emphasizing the fact that he had a gun
right.
on him. Like this is all being done very intentionally
yeah.
and nuancedly, and like they're using very specific language. They are saying that folks are inciting violence. They are saying that folks are carrying guns. They are doing this because this all builds a case for the Insurrection Act.
Exactly.
I don't think people should just lay down and not carry their
no.
guns.
No, no, no,
but
no.
I think we
defend
need to be
yourself.
Aware
yeah.
of what is the gameplay
what
here.
Is the goal? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would happen under the Insurrection Act, under the Insurrection Act is that voting disruptions would happen because by deploying military forces domestically, it would raise concerns about voter intimidation or like
no midterms.
Exactly. Restricted access
yep.
to polling stations and all of that. And if that's the case, then that would essentially cancel midterms.
Yep.
I mean, Rolling Stones just published something maybe like 2 weeks ago about Trump suggesting canceling midterms because of threats of an insurrection.
Yeah. he's absolutely going to try and cancel the midterm election.
Right.
No matter what happens in Minneapolis, I need everyone to understand he's absolutely going to try and cancel the midterm elections. So we all need to be very aware that whatever if things don't work to his advantage in Minneapolis, he's going to move on and go for another play.
And I would also like to remind people, white people, remember when that nigga said that if you vote for me again, you'll never have to vote again?
Just
as a reminder, just a stark reminder, that's what he said.
For people who don't believe that Trump would try and just retain power forever, I don't know why people believe that. I don't know. I've heard, but I mean, my own dad was like, no, he wouldn't do it. I was like, he would absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
He is actively saying that he would do that.
Why
he may back off of it in a moment, but then 2 days later, he's back at it.
Right. This is all, and like, if y'all don't think the lowering of the training and all of that is not the same, is not playing into this, it is. You have these completely insecure, crazy men, which, by the way, I saw like all these photos of some of the ICE agents or whatever. When I saw a black man, I just...
Every time I see a black man.
That is a level of coonery that I can't just beyond me. And honestly, it was like seeing a raccoon walking around.
That nigga got rabies.
Yeah. Rabies. With fucking rabies.
Put it down.
Yeah. Put that thing down. It is unwell.
Very severely. Put it out of misery, bro. It ain't supposed to be out here. No, you don't even know.
Absolutely not. It doesn't know what the fuck is going on. Because let me remind you, little nigga, like, you are one of us. They will turn on you the minute they can. They probably have already.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, you push it off as microaggressions. Nah, they'll round your ass up, too.
It's crazy, bro.
Because, you know, you're not American enough. You'll never be American enough. Ever.
It's crazy, bro.
So, yeah, like, all of this is kind of playing. All of this, the violence, all this pushing these crazy dudes into doing this, not caring, not doing enough training to do this, going into Minneapolis and open carry state. All of this is on purpose. These, yeah, like, remember, fascism isn't... It is dumb on a, like, forever scale. It never works out.
Mm-hmm.
But the methods behind it are very, like intelligent and well thought out.
I think it's why it took Tim Walz so long to deploy the National Guard. And I think he's being very, like... selective about how he employs the National Guard because he does not want Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota and was Kamala Harris's running mate during the election. He's been very sort of hesitant to deploy the National Guard because that might it indicates an escalation of tension, and two, depending on if the Insurrection Act was to be, the National Guard now becomes part of the president.
Yeah.
And so he can then just take forward that force and like use that to straight up suppress people, where Tim Walz deploying the National Guard is actually more of an act to protect people than to assist agents.
Right. I just want to say good job for saying Walz, because as black people we always say Waltz.
Oh yeah,
you know it's so
down my wall.
I don't know what it is about it.
We love our teas.
I can't hate on that. So anyway, so that's. I wanted to just kind of give a breakdown of what is ICE, what's happening with them, what the Trump administration has done, as well as like what they're possibly planning to do, and why it's an overall tactic of just taking over a lot of shit in America. So. Anyways, we'll get into our next music break. And obviously, we're going to play This Is America by Childish Gambino.
Yep.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey,
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the bag. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like yeah. We gon' blow like yeah. Slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up.
Look how I'm
kicking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on Kitty. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black.
Just check my follow and listen.
You,
you motherfuckers
somebody.
Owe me.
Mama told me, get your money, black man.
Black man.
Get your money, black man.
Black man.
Get your money, black man.
Black man.
Get your money, black man.
Just a buckle, hey. Just a black man, it's world. An expensive bar, hey. Just a big dog, yeah. My kingdom came in the backyard. My very life took a dog. Fuck, yeah.